Now hold up, check this out.
You just tap into On Air Philly, the new voice of Philadelphia, with Trini on Chat with Trin, where we talk about digital marketing, manifestation, and motivation. No matter where you are in the world, you can make your mark on Philly's airways by sharing your music, your podcast, your business ads, or shoutouts in a 60-second MP3. And we'll broadcast it across the entire city. So go to onairphilly.com and upload your voice today to join Philly's official station. And like I said, it doesn't matter where you are. Like right now, I'm down south. And where am I? I'm in your ears right now. So let's give a huge shout out to our sponsor, theblackhelpdesk.com, because we wouldn't be here without them. So stand out online and in print with the best black web and graphic designers in Philly. Find the right creative expert for your business on the Black Help Desk. So log in right now. Grab your phone, log in, theblackhelpdesk.com, to start your search, and you're a designer, right? Let's list your services today. Don't be shy. Call in right now, 760-566-6247. Again, that is 760-566-6247. And say hi. You know, you can say whatever you want. Just come say something to me. Okay, so let's get into it. I am here to teach you. Wait.
Hold on, rewind.
My name is Trini. You can follow me on Instagram, on YouTube. I didn't create the YouTube yet, but I'm going to get into that. You can follow me on TikTok. We're going to get into that too. Chat with Trin. That's CHATWITHTRIN. Or you can follow my business page, which is Digital Marketing Sisters with two S's at the end. Digital Marketing Sisters. So I'm more present on my Digital Marketing Sisters page when it comes to business, but when it comes to me just showing up and showing out, you can follow me on my Chat with Trin page. Okay, so now let's get into it. Did you know that TikTok is expected to ban on January 19th, 2025? Whoa. Yes, I know we've been hearing about this whole TikTok is gonna be gone. TikTok's gonna be banned. And it's like, goodness gracious. I forgot to tell you guys. We're here to talk about digital marketing, but we are going to dibble and dabble into manifestation and motivation because I feel like it has to be joined together. It has to be congruent. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to give you guys five tools or five steps that you can take so you are not losing out on your business being present online and still finding a lucrative way to spread the knowledge that you have on whatever your expertise is, but also gain revenue or whatever it is that you're looking for to gain out of your business. So with that being said, so again, TikTok will officially be banned in the United States on January 19th, but here's how you can profit from this in five steps. Number one, you wanna start a YouTube channel. So you can create a channel over any topic, which is like celebrity gossip, reviews, anime, sports, or cartoons. But the bonus, yes, there is a bonus. Channels that are talking and geared toward topics like finance, that will pay you more than any other niche, okay? Obviously, people wanna learn how they can make money. How can they find a way to make their business lucrative? So number two, you want to identify the competition. So you want to find similar channels to yours and look at their best performing content. And this will help you identify what works best for your audience and what will not work. All right, number three, you want to assemble a team. You can use platforms like Upwork, that's UPWORK, to find a script writer, a video editor, a voiceover artist, a thumbnail designer, and this only costs about $60 a video. So again, you have to understand that you have to be present and you have to invest into your business in order for your business to be lucrative. Okay, so I'm gonna come back with four and five in a minute, but I hope you guys are finding some value in this. And again, yes, it's very, very sad that TikTok is going to be ending, but we have to have a brighter outlook, you know, and we have to move forward in becoming effective even if something changes, you know, we have to move with the flow. please feel free to visit theblackhelpdesk.com because they have designers that are there for you to help your business elevate to the next level, giving you that clean, crisp website. Also, they have graphic designers as well, putting into your business that new, fresh look to stand out online and in print. If, again, you are in need of beautifying a website, please visit theblackhelpdesk.com. And don't forget, you are tuned into On Air Philly, listening to Chat with Trin, where we talk about digital marketing, manifestation, and motivation. So let's get right back into it. Quick highlight, we were talking about TikTok being officially banned from the United States on January 19, 2025, and how you can profit from these next five steps. So we already went through 1 through 3. And if you missed it, stay tuned because I'm going to be putting the episodes that were missed onto a new YouTube page because that's what we're talking about and getting into. So step 4, when you are creating your YouTube page, because again, we need another platform because TikTok is closing. So YouTube is the most profitable platform that you could transition to. So number 4, you wanna make your first videos. So here are a few ways you can find your first viral ideas. 1, use tools like VidLQ or Google Trends. Okay, that's VidLQ or Google Trends. And you can model videos over the best performing content from your competition, okay? So those are 2 ways that you can make your first videos. If you are, you know, bumping into a brick wall and you have content frustration, those are 2 tools that you can use. Number 5, this is the last and most effective thing that you can do when you are starting your YouTube page. Check content performance. Yes, check content performance. So you have to see what works for your channel and double down on that content to get better results. So don't be afraid to put stuff out there. You are never going to know what's going to work if you are afraid to put out your content. No, it's not going to be perfect the first time. No, it may not be perfect the 5th time, but you will always improve if you keep on putting out content. Don't you know how they say practice, 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 practice? The more you practice, the better your results will be because you will be working on a certain skill, you know, and honing in on effectively strengthening that skill, which is your content and presence on YouTube. So you want to rinse and repeat this process until you are out of your 9-to-5 job. Yes, this is realistic, okay? I'm telling you, by the year 2030, digital marketing will be a $1.5 trillion industry, according to Forbes magazine. With TikTok gone, everyone will be flocking over to YouTube. We are on onairphilly.com. This is the new voice of Philadelphia with Trini on Chat with Trin, where we talk about digital marketing, manifestation, and motivation. All around the globe, I'm calling you. Let's hear what you got, whether it's a new track, a business promo, or a shout out. Submit your 60-second MP3 to On Air Philly to get your message out citywide and visit onairphilly.com to upload your voice today. Okay, so taking a deep dive into our next topic, which is manifestation. Wait, hold on. A lot of people really don't know what manifestation is, so let me just break that down for you. Manifesting is the practice of using visualizations, positive affirmations, and strong belief to shape and create the outcome you want. It works with the law of attraction, and it emphasizes that by focusing on your goal frequently and fostering the belief in its achievement, you pave the way for it to become reality. So you're literally thinking it, visualizing it, putting yourself there already in every aspect, in every bone, in every fiber of your body, in every muscle that you have. You have to believe and walk as if you already have obtained whatever you're trying to manifest. Now, granted, it's completely impossible, but what you're doing is you're putting your mind there and it's going to call these things to your mind. It's going to call these things to your peripheral, to your visualization. So that is what manifesting and manifestation is. Okay, so there's no conclusive scientific proof that manifestation works. However, while it may not give you a greater control over your environment, it can shift your perspective and foster a more positive outlook. It helps you release automatic negative thoughts and pave the way for creating a new reality. But this is the most important thing that many people don't understand. What you see before your eyes is what you are inside. The life that you are encountering is what you have manifested. Okay, I don't want to use that word. The life that you are seeing through your eyes is what you have created, okay? And you're like, how can I create the outside world? I have no control over it. No, this makes no sense at all. Let me make it perfectly clear for you. I watched a clip on Instagram and it spoke about how there was a certain saying that was repeated over and over. And once you listened to it, you started to hear something different. Well, different people heard different things, and that's because your mind is literally shaping what you're hearing. So someone can say something over and over and over and over and over, and then you start to hear something else. You know, let me try to find the clip for you. Okay, so I did find the clip, but before we get into that, and don't forget, you're listening to On Air Philly, the new voice of Philadelphia. You're listening to Trini on Chat with Trin, where we discuss digital marketing, manifestation, and motivation. And I want to give a huge shout out to the blackhelpdesk.com, providing you with all the services that you need for your business. So go visit them right about now. Okay, let's get back into it with that clip.
I'm going to play a recording of people chanting, "That is embarrassing," 4 times. After the 4th time, write down what you hear. Interesting. Almost everyone here heard, "That is embarrassing." Listen again and watch the screen.
That is embarrassing. 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 That is embarrassing.
You heard the same thing every single time. Our eyes and ears take in electrical signals, which our brains interpret based on our expectations. We don't see reality. We see our.
So what did you hear? Some people heard, "That isn't my receipt." Some people heard, "Baptism, piracy, I'm chasing Martians, Bart Simpson, bouncing." I mean, there's so many different things that a lot of people heard, but it's all a perception of what is in your mind. Last but not least, let's get into it. We are going to talk about motivation. How can you motivate yourself? How can you seek validation within yourself and not outside validation? Because you want to be self-motivated. Granted, if it's your kid, hey, what can I say? You're going all in. But I'm just talking about another individual giving you more motivation than what you can give yourself. So the first thing you want to do is set goals. Go get a piece of paper. Open up your notes. I want you to set some goals, all right? It's very, very important that you open up your mind to achieving something. And that is the way you can stay motivated, because once you reach that goal, and I'm talking about small goals too. I'm not talking about just the big ones, because we have to celebrate big and small wins. So after you have achieved that goal, you want to reward yourself. It doesn't mean you have to do something extravagant or big or huge, but you want to give yourself a reward. For instance, maybe you want to have an iced coffee. You're like, "Oh, you know what? I know I can't have that much sugar, but I'm going to have this iced coffee, and it's going to be the frappe. And I know that it has so much sugar in it, but I'm going to reward myself with that." Okay. Also, you want to track your progress. This is how you can analyze how you are improving and how you're moving forward productively, by tracking your progress. Now, we can go further into that if you guys reach out to me on Chat with Trin or on Digital Marketing Sisters. That's with 2 S's, and that's on Instagram, and I can help you with all of this. You know, you don't have to be alone. I know everything is not a walk in the park. I also created a community, so I'm so excited to tell you guys about it. It's called Shifted to Success. You guys can follow us on Facebook, and I also created an Instagram page, and we will be launching this week. It's called Shifted to Success. So you want to celebrate those milestones, and you want to establish a routine. I have literally came up with a routine this weekend. I was a little overwhelmed. I felt like I was overexerting myself in my business because I was showing up, but I had no routine in my life. And I've uncovered that you need a routine. So with that being said, thanks so much for tuning into Chat with Trin on Air Philly. all around the globe, I'm calling you. Let's hear what you got, whether it's a new track, a business promo, or a shout out. Submit your 60-second MP3 to On Air Philly to get your message out citywide, and visit onairphilly.com to upload your voice today. And tune in with me next week on Chat with Trent on Air Philadelphia.